Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're dealing with chapter 24, the final conflict. Our objectives are this: upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You'll be able to summarize the events leading to the final conflict. You'll be able to describe the final conflict and describe the final destiny of Satan and the spiritual forces of evil. Our key verse from the Articles of War are found in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Introduction. As you learned in this course, final judgment upon Satan was already pronounced by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But it's not until Jesus returns to earth that the judgment will be totally fulfilled. This chapter focuses on the final conflict, the last great spiritual battle, which will defeat all the forces of evil. The last great conflict will result in the crowning of Jesus as King of Kings, the establishment of the kingdom of God in its visible form, and final judgment of the spiritual forces of evil. Events preceding the final conflict. Here are the major events that will precede the final conflict. The first one is the return of Jesus. The Bible teaches that the Lord will return to earth for believers, and Jesus promised his followers in John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, he says, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." The return of Jesus for the believers is also called the rapture. Details about the return of Jesus for believers are given in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. And these verses indicate, one, that Jesus will return. That's found in verse 16. There will be a resurrection from the grave of those who were believers when they died. Also verse 16. There will be a rapture, which means the act of taking a person from one place to another. Living believers will be taken from the earth to meet Christ. That's verse 17. And there will be a reunion between believers who have previously died, believers living in the time of Christ's return and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's verse 17. So some people believe that the rapture will occur because of the before the tribulation, and that believers will not have to experience any of this terrible time on earth. Others believe that the rapture will happen midway through this period. Still others believe that the rapture will happen at the end of the tribulation. The most common belief is that the rapture of believers will happen before the tribulation period begins. The different views of the timing of the rapture result from various interpretations of the prophetic portions of Scripture. What is most important is to know that you are a true believer and ready to go with Jesus in the rapture, whichever great event occurs. No man can know the exact time of this great event. In Matthew 24:36, it says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Also, no man knows the exact timing of the rapture. Jesus did identify some prophetic signs that will indicate when the time is near, and you can read about these in Matthew 24. The tribulation. The Bible tells of a terrible time on earth, which is called the tribulation, during which the spiritual forces of evil will be more active than ever in the history of the world. Satan will set up his unholy trinity, the beast and the false prophet. That's found in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 13 and 14. Through spiritual wickedness in high places, they will do signs and wonders and deceive many. They will seek worship and condemn men with a special mark of ownership. The tribulation will last 42 months, which is 1,260 days, according to Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. It will be a very difficult time. There have been many difficult times in the world before, but these things will distinguish the tribulation from all other times of trouble. First off, it will be worldwide, not just local. In Revelation 3:10, it says, "And I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world." And two, people will realize the end of the world is near. "And said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" That's Revelation chapter 6, verses 16 through 17. Number three, the intensity of trouble will be greater than ever before experienced. There is a series of judgments from God which will come on the earth during the tribulation period. These judgments are described in Revelation chapter 6, verses 8 through 9 and 16, and in Matthew 24, chapter 24, verses 4 through 14. The reason for these judgments is that the world must be punished for sin and rejection of God. "Shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto it. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." That's Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. So before the start of and during this millennial period, Satan and his evil forces will be bound. A great war will occur on the earth, and according to Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, it says, "The beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast into a lake of fire burning with brimstone." In Revelation chapter 20, verses 2 through 3, it says, "And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season." So the final conflict, after the 1,000 years, the final conflict with Satan will occur. We find that in Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 9. It says, "And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom as the sand of the sea. And they went up to the breadth of the earth and compassed a camp of the saints about in the beloved city, Jerusalem." God will send fire from heaven and end all opposition of the forces of evil. According to Revelation chapter 20, verse 9, it says, "And the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them." The reason for this final conflict is that Satan must at last be defeated and Jesus acknowledged as Lord of all. This completes God's plan for the ages. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 9 through 10, it says, "Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him." So this is the final battle of the spiritual warfare that has raged from the rebellion of Satan down through the history of the world. So Satan's final destiny, the final destiny of the Trinity of Satan, is the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verse 10, it says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." The demonic angels of Satan will also be cast into the lake of fire. Then he shall say unto them on the left, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. That's Matthew 25, verse 41. So demons themselves recognize their own destiny, because in Matthew 8, when Jesus went into the country of the Gadarenes, he met two demon-possessed men, and they cried out to Jesus in Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. It says, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before our time? So they recognized the end. Judgment. All created beings will be judged by God. This is known as the time of eternal judgment. Those who died as unbelievers will be resurrected to face judgment because they did not repent from sin and accept Jesus as Savior. They'll become condemned to eternity in hell. In the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verses 12 through 15, it says, And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. True believers who repented of sin and accepted Jesus as Savior will spend eternity in heaven in the presence of God, according to Revelation 21. The great spiritual battle will be over. In Daniel chapter 7, verses 14, it says, And there will be given him, Jesus, dominion and glory, and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. So there's victory in the spirit world. This chapter concludes this course on spiritual warfare. In reality, you'll never stop studying and learning about this subject. Just as a soldier in the natural world, you will continue to develop your skills and strategies as you battle with the enemy. As we close this study, we want to assure you that you can be victorious over the power of the enemy. Just remember, your victory is a warfare assured because it is not dependent on you, it's dependent on God. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Psalms 24:8. You are protected by God as you battle. In Psalms 147, it says, O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. When you're discouraged, you are comforted in God's battle. For when we come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side, without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, God, the comfort of those things that are cast down, comforted us. 2 Corinthians 7, 5 through 6. God will encourage you in the midst of your warfare. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 8 in the Amplified Version, it says, Fear not, nor be afraid in the coming violent upheavals. Have I not told it to you from the old and declared it? In Isaiah 41, 13, it says, For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. In Isaiah 51, 12, it says, I, even I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and the son of man which shall be made as grass? No weapon formed against you will succeed. No weapon that formed against thee shall prosper. Isaiah 54, 17. Victory can be obtained over the world. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5, it says, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? 1 John 5:4-5. And victory can be attained over the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 24, it says, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." Victory can be attained over the devil. In Romans chapter 16, verse 20, it says, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly." Victory can be attained over death in the grave. In Hosea chapter 13, 14, he says, "I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death." And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 26 through 55, it says, "O death, where is thy sting? And O grave, where is thy victory?" In Isaiah 25, 8, he says, "He will swallow up death in victory." Victory can be attained over all that exalt itself against God. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "Bringing into captivity every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." Victory can be attained over all the powers of the enemy. In Luke 10:19, it says, "Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy." Always remember to thank God for victory in the battle through Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And when the battle's over, you will stand victorious. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, in the Living Bible, it says, "So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks, and when it is over, you will still be standing up." So praise the Lord. That's the end of this lesson. You'll be going on to your chapter self-test, and then I will join you in the next course.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.